Kalamazoo Astronomical Society President Richard Bell pushes back the sliding roof of the Society's observatory at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Now I'm going to take off the protective cover for the telescope here.
Pulling off a plastic cover reveals the observatory's 12-inch telescope, which Bell demonstrates using a small computer keypad. Lucky amateur astronomers in many parts of the world will use similar instruments tomorrow to observe the first transit of Venus in 122 years. The last pair of transits were major scientific events that some today compare to the space race of the 1960s. John Philip Sousa even wrote a march to commemorate the 1882 transit. And observers went as far afield as Tasmania, Siberia, and South Africa to watch the planet's tiny black disk move across the sun. Bell says scientific interest in the phenomenon began in the early 1600s and grew as the years went by.
Edmund Halley, who was famous for Halley's Comet, came up with the idea to measure the transit from different points in the globe so they can use the parallax of Venus, or its angular shift, as viewed from different locations to figure out how far away Venus was. And then using Kepler's third law, they could from there calculate the distances to all the planets from the sun. So really that was the key. Just find that one measurement is the key to knowing the scale of the solar system. And a lot of people died to figure it out.
They died because of shipwrecks, disease, and even war, problems not likely to affect most people observing tomorrow's transit of Venus. But many observers will travel a long way to see it. Bell and several other amateurs from the Kalamazoo area are heading to the East Coast to get a better view. That's because Venus will already be moving across the sun when it rises in North America, and the further east you go, the more of the event you'll get to see. Kalamazoo Valley Community College astronomy instructor Bill Nigg says he plans to head to the Cape Cod area in Massachusetts. Nigg has some experience with this sort of thing. Last year, he drove 2,400 miles to Newfoundland to observe the transit of the planet Mercury. This time, guided by weather reports relayed by family members back home, he'll find a good location on the Atlantic coast to watch Venus make its journey across the sun.
So when sunrise comes, it's put cameras on. I have 35mm slide camera and a video camera. It's a moving event, so I want to do a little video right when Venus hits the edge of the sun. Some of the observers see some unique developments there. They call it the black drop effect, and this will be the first time it can be videoed.
The black drop effect is an optical illusion that makes the image of Venus seem to connect briefly with the blackness of space just before the planet actually reaches the sun's edge. Although many amateurs will use sophisticated and expensive equipment tomorrow, Nigg says that isn't necessary to observe the transit.
Take your small binoculars, aim it at the sun, don't look at the eyepieces, but project the light that comes out of the binoculars to a piece of white paper 2 or 3 feet behind. If you can hold the binoculars really still, and it might be easy to do at sunrise because you got the windowsill or something to put it on, and focus, you will get a nice sharp disk of the sun, and if Venus is in front of it, a little dark disk off near the edge.
A word of caution, though, never look at the sun directly through binoculars or telescopes that don't have special professionally made solar filters. At the Kalamazoo Valley Museum Planetarium, Eric Schreer says people who see the transit of Venus tomorrow will witness an event that happens only twice in 8-year periods that occur about every 120 years. However, Schreer says anyone expecting the planet to move quickly will be disappointed.
It's going to take it about 6 hours to move all the way across the sun, so it's going to look like it's just hanging there in one place for a long period of time. So it's going to be like watching grass grow.
But Schreer says the rarity of the event makes up for the lack of speed. The Kalamazoo Valley Museum Planetarium will open at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning so people can watch a satellite broadcast of the transit from an observatory in Athens, Greece, that will monitor the entire event. And if skies in Kalamazoo are clear, museum staff will also set up a telescope so the public can see the last part of the transit, which will end around 7:30. Professional astronomers around the world will also be watching using satellites. Schreer says they'll be measuring the effect of Venus's transit on light from the sun, something he says will be useful as NASA launches the Kepler probe in 2007 to find planets orbiting other stars.
And the method for finding these planets is looking for them transiting across the surface of the stars. Now, because the stars are so far away, you don't have a big enough disk to see the event taking place. All you can measure is how the light changes during the event. And by getting that kind of experiment done with this transit using the Sun and Venus, they can kind of calibrate what the satellite will be looking for in the future.
If you don't make it to a telescope for tomorrow's transit of Venus, don't worry, there'll be another chance in 2012. But after that, you'll have to wait until the year 2117. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.